In this country, lawmakers have delayed action on President Bush's choice as ambassador to the United Nations. John Bolton has come under steady criticism from Democrats. They want more time to examine his record. And yesterday, a Republican joined them. NPR's David Wellner reports on how the committee's public session turned against Bolton.
Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee say they've received several new and as yet unconfirmed reports of bullying behavior and intelligence snooping by John Bolton, who's been the State Department's top arms control official. Ranking Democrat Joseph Biden told the Republican-run committee it should slow down in rushing to vote on Bolton and examine the veracity of the new charges.
I want to make sure no one can say that I didn't let them know of every single thing that my staff has been made aware of, so we don't get later, if I had known that, I would have never voted that way.
Committee Chairman Richard Lugar sardonically informed Biden he was in no mood to delay the vote.
Well, I appreciate the kindliness of the members trying to make certain that all of us as Republicans are well informed so that we will cast our votes in a proper way. But let me just say, we were not born yesterday. Republicans want to vote for John Bolton. There are 10 Republicans here.
But the 8 committee Democrats wanted to keep debating a motion for a private session to consider the new charges against Bolton. Things got nasty on the normally courtly committee when Lugar abruptly cut them off.
Therefore, I call for a vote on the Biden motion.
Despite the bitter confrontations, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry directly appealed to Republican panel members to break ranks. He reminded them that a former State Department official named Carl Ford, who worked with Bolton, had told the committee Bolton was a serial abuser of underlings who disagreed with him.
I think most of the people over there I know well. I think they care about fact and truth. If you don't know some of the allegations that have come across the transom in the last few days since Carl Ford testified, you're voting in the blind. Now, maybe you want to vote in the blind. That's your choice.
Chairman Lugar had had enough.
We have indulged, I believe, in a lot of give. So the give is over.
Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman echoed the chairman's impatience.
Obviously, John Bolton stirs up a lot of passion in all of us. But we've heard this, and the record is there, and I certainly think it's time to vote, Mr. Chairman.
But cracks in Republican unity started to show when Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel spoke up.
I will vote for moving Bolton out. But I would also say that doesn't mean that I will support his nomination on the floor. I think these charges are serious enough to demand they cry out for further examination.
2 minutes later, Ohio Republican George Voinovich shocked everyone by dropping this bombshell.
I've heard enough today that I don't feel comfortable about voting for Mr. Bolton. I think one's interpersonal skills and their relationship with their fellow man is a very important ingredient, anyone that works for me. I call it the kitchen test. Do we feel comfortable about the kitchen test?
The kitchen test being, would you want to have John Bolton hang out in your kitchen? Rhode Island Republican Lincoln Chafee pressed Lugar for a response.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Chafee.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In view of Senator Voinovich's comments, do you have any hesitation about going forward with this nomination?
No, I don't. But each senator has to make a judgment.
At that point, fellow Republican Hagel declared it was clear Lugar could no longer count on a party-line vote in favor of Bolton.
Because if, in fact, the votes play out the way I suspect they're going to play out, if we push this vote, the Bolton nomination will not come out of this committee.
So Lugar relented. He agreed to let the committee probe further into the allegations against Bolton, who he said may have to testify again before the panel. In a rare victory for Democrats, the vote on Bolton's nomination has been postponed until next month. David Wellner, NPR News.